It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Some flyers are skittish now about what plane they're flying on. In the wake of the overseas crashes involving the Boeing 737 MAX 8, a 737 MAX 8 made by Chicago-based Boeing is not the same thing as a 737-800, actually. The MAX 8 is more fuel efficient, has quieter engines, and lower operating costs. Southwest Airlines called it the future of its all-Boeing 737 fleet when it introduced the plane in October of 2017. By the way, on Southwest, the MAX 8 and the 737-800 both have 175 seats. And you can find out what type of plane you're going to be going on by checking the website, but they sometimes make last-minute changes, I've noticed. Oh, and one more note. I will be far more likely to have some kind of a travel problem this morning on my way to the airport in a vehicle that I will be sitting in the seat of a Southwest Airlines plane today. From This Week in Agribusiness, the wheat growers are among the farmers speaking out against the Trump administration's budget announced yesterday. The president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Texas farmer Ben Scholes, says the administration's 2020 proposal will make crop insurance policies more expensive for farmers at a time when input costs already are very high and commodity prices are low. Ben says this additional cost could result in many growers not having crop insurance and may make it difficult for them to stay in business. He says the Wheat Growers Association will continue to impress upon Congress the difficult economic conditions in wheat country and why these programs should not be cut through the budget and appropriations process. This is Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Week. I'm especially mindful of this after a longtime friend passed away from MS last year. MS is an unpredictable, often disabling disease of the central nervous system that disrupts the flow of information within the brain and between the brain and the body. And here's something I didn't know. Most people with MS are diagnosed between the ages of 20 and 50, with at least 2 to 3 times more women than men being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. You can find out more information about it. I will. I'm going to look into it a little more by going to the website nationalmssociety.org. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.